Welcome to Nurse Educator Podcast. I'm Marilyn Orman, Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Educator. With me today is Samuel Biringo, and he's going to tell you a little bit about his work with Twitter at the PhD level. And I wanted to just welcome Samuel to this podcast today. And Samuel, let's start with you telling us a little bit about yourself and probably doing a better pronunciation of your last name.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Orman. My name is Samuel Biringo, and I am a PhD candidate at Johns Hopkins University School of Nursing. I am from Rwanda, East Africa, which is where I did my undergraduate nursing training and my master's in global health delivery. My research interest is in health system strengthening, cardiovascular health care, global health, health equity, and nursing education. And my dissertation is exploring health system determinants of hypertension care in Ghana. And I'm really excited to be here today to share with you about the way we integrated Twitter chat in our PhD course session. Thank you very much.
And Samuel, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about your educational background. And one of the things I had mentioned earlier, when we see the literature on Twitter, it's often for basic pre-licensure programs, not as much for the PhD level. Could you tell us about your use of Twitter chat in your PhD courses and where you see this technology going?
Oh, sure. Thank you very much for that question. Before I go any further, I would like to give a shout out to my wonderful PhD classmates, Intake 2019 at Johns Hopkins School of Nursing, and our professor, Dr. Mona Shatter, who is another expert in social media and a professor in nursing. Together, we are the ones who made this possible. And I led the work of making sure that the world knows about the our experience of using Twitter in our PhD course session. So before I go any further, I'd like to just say why we decided to share this education tip of integrating Twitter in our PhD coursework. We know that the roles of nurses have expanded very much, and nurses are getting involved in many things, not only clinical nursing care, but also patient education, community education for better behaviors and lifestyles, and implementation of health improvement projects, but also conducting research. And in nursing education, it is not that we have made really good integration of the today's avenues, which are given by technology, because today, as you know, approximately 4 billion people are using social media. And I see that that is where we have to find the community in order to educate the community and share the findings of our research and also interact with the community about other things that we are doing. So Dr. Shatter, our professor, decided to take the course session in our PhD program on Twitter. And then when we took it on Twitter, myself and my colleagues, my classmates, we were so excited to share it with the world about all that has had happened. And now, what did we do? So the instructor, we were studying the course of philosophical perspective in health. And the topic that we were exploring further was the critical theory, which is focusing on thinking more and assessing our current society and critiquing it in order to better our way of living. And then we decided to put that course on Twitter. And the course that we were taking were advertised so that people can know about the upcoming Twitter chat. So the instructor prepared prompt questions, which would guide the discussion. And we used the hashtag, hashtag FierceEye, hashtag PhD chat, so that we can make our session where have a good reach. And the instructor also invited her expert colleagues in the discussion so that they can be there during the discussion. And on October 2nd, 2019, we held the Twitter chat. So the instructor would pose a question, then we would interact responding to the question between ourselves, the experts who are invited, but also the general public. And then after we go further into the discussion on that question, then the instructor would pose the next question. It was really a wonderful experience.
And what was the reach? So you talked a little bit about the public and other students. Do you have any sense about how many students and how many listeners you had?
Sure. So actually, this session was really successful. And from the initial post, the primary threads, there were 65 comments, and there were 15 retweets by different people. I was a total of 39 impressions, but this is based on the time I checked on it a couple months ago. And apart from the 15 students in our PhD program and the instructor who participated in the discussion, 9 external individuals, including 6 PhD holders, were in the discussion. And the Fearside hashtag, which we were using, was trending in Baltimore during the time of the discussion between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern time. It really went well. And when we reflected about the Twitter chat and we talked amongst ourselves as students about our experience with the Twitter chat, students were really excited about engaging with people with different expertise to talk about a topic which is really deep, like critical theory. And students said that it gave them further understanding on the topic. And they really liked interacting with experts beyond the boundaries of the classrooms.
I think that your last comment about using Twitter chat for content such as philosophical ideas and concepts for nursing really makes your use of it unique. Because some of the places I've seen Twitter chat used has been more with knowledge and more factual types of things versus philosophical concepts such as you used in your course and your use of Twitter. Now that many schools have social media presence, what ways do you think as faculty we can harness social media in nursing education? So you've experienced, you've done it. What would you recommend to our listeners?
Oh, thank you very much. That's a good question. And that was actually the intent of sharing this experience. Because nursing schools and even other schools in general need to go beyond using social media for just advertisement of the programs. But students need to be trained on being responsible users of social media. So, of course, social media helps grow the network and can help engage in scholarly discussions like we did in our PhD course. But students need to be trained to go further. And now, for example, us as nurses need to go further and engage the communities, conduct the outreach on social media. And the students need to be trained on how to use social media in order to improve the health of our communities. And you know about the viral misinformation and conspiracy theories which are going on and which are one of the main barriers to vaccine uptake for the prevention of COVID-19. And that's part of the reason of that is because nurses and other healthcare professionals are silent on social media. Because if we were doing our part, it means that, of course, people would get the misinformation, but they would also get information which is trusted from people they trust who are trained. And you know, nurses have acquired that trust in the community. And that would be a great avenue of sharing the information. And we would improve the lives of our communities.
That was, I think, a great example of the use of social media and where nurses can really have an impact. Samuel, thank you today for sharing your experience in using Twitter chat in your PhD course. And I appreciate you doing this podcast for the listeners of Nurse Educator. Would you want to add one more response or message for our listeners today?
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you. And I told you that I'm from Rwanda, and that's why I received the nursing education. And education in low and middle income countries, and nursing education in low and middle income countries is not as developed as it is in developed countries such as the United States. And the internet access in those countries is, even though it is also improving, but it's not as great as it is here. But I don't see that as the barrier, but I see that as an avenue to build social media in the curriculum from the start, where the students are trained to be responsible users of social media, but also they are trained on how to engage the communities on social media and use them in order to improve the health of the communities.
Thank you so much, Samuel, for sharing your expertise and your experience today with our listeners. This concludes the podcast.